go with another episode of Small Talk. Thank you for making us part of your evening, or if you're catching it on a replay, I sincerely apologize because I am so far behind on replays. But I promise I will be getting those back out. But guys, welcome to Small Talk. Billy Badfish, Chris, Money Mendez, hey. Big Ol' Fern. How's it going, guys?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I got a couple actual figure pickups this episode, which is becoming a rarity, so excited to talk about it.
Very rare. I'm doing okay.
Very nice.
I have no figure pickups, but I'm still okay. So,
how many are you down now?
I haven't sold anything. I haven't.
Zero.
I sold a statue the other day, but it doesn't count because it's not a figure. I got,
which statue?
I got Padme since the last show, but it's not Small Talk, so.
Yeah, that's a great score, man. I regret not ordering that.
It's amazing, man. Amazing. But I sold the, I don't know if you know what it is, Badfish. It's a Thor statue. The most recent Sideshow premium format Thor. I've had that listed for a long time, and it finally sold. So.
How much did you sell it for?
$600, which is like, I think it was like $700, but nothing sells for retail anymore, or above retail. So.
True.
Yeah, that's not terrible. At least you didn't take too big of a hit.
Yeah, but it is what. Yeah, it is.
Lots of statues. It sounds like today.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Fern? What's going on, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I actually picked up some stuff this week. But yeah, been pretty uneventful day, or pretty uneventful week, actually, or last 2 weeks.
But, yeah. What about you, Badfish? What's been going on with you?
Not much. Just been, did the toy show on the weekend, and
that's you come out of that pretty well.
Yeah, I sold a bunch of stuff. Actually, so nice. I sold like 20 Black Series or something.
So, nice.
You sold 20 Black Series at a toy show. That's amazing. That's got to be like a record.
Good.
I put them all at 50% off, and I sold a couple Funkos too. So, but the Funkos, I'm trying to just offload the whole thing now. So,
it's okay. What type of Black Series are you selling? Like red box stuff, like sealed, or like what is it?
It was all red box stuff right now. I have some non-red box. I have the original sets, like the orange and blue stripe, which I may eventually sell. Those are probably the last things I sell, if I do. And then, anything that I'm not opening is I'm selling. If it's not going on the shelf, I'm getting rid of it. It's like, why am I collecting boxes? I need to.
I thought you were going to say there were. They were all Lando. I sold all my Lando. I sold like 20 of them.
I sold a bunch of troopers, man, and some first order troopers and stuff like that. I didn't think I was going to sell. But I guess the 50% off enticed people. I sold the older, Rebels that didn't have the newer updated ones. I thought those were never going to sell because the new ones look so much better. But I have some of those ones with like the new. What do they call it? The galaxy box, the ones with the
oh yeah,
the art on the side. Yeah.
Yeah, I have some of those, but that's kind of where I stopped. So I have some of those I'll sell, but yeah, any duplicates pretty much are gone. If I'm not opening it, I'm selling it. So selling everything to get the FF7 figures, yeah, maybe. But and then anything Funko, and then I'm starting to price turtles for the next show because I got a bunch of turtle shit that I got some dupes of too. So.
How often does that show go off?
Every 3 months, and then I'm trying to get into some other ones just to try to move this stuff faster. So,
I saw something at Target the other day. It was a Funko, and I was like super tempted to get it, and I don't even remember what it was now. But I was like, oh, I can't get this, but I really wanted it, and I forgot what the heck it was, though. Oh, but I was tempted. I haven't been tempted to get a Funko Pop in a while.
I might keep a few. Like, I want to kind of keep a Boba Fett, a Vader, and Stormtrooper, and, like, a Luke in X-Wing pilot. Those are, like, the few I want to keep for Funko. And then beyond that, I might just get rid of those. So,
it was a 332nd Trooper.
Yeah, okay.
Man, you guys remember when Boba Fett used to be cool? Anyway.
What do you mean? He's so much... Well, after season two of Mando.
It's OT Boba I have, all right? I don't have the one that is his... This is pre-Sarlacc Pit.
Yeah. He never made it out. Don't tell yourself anything else.
In this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been on spring break, so that's nice. It was a hell of a week last week to lead up to it. All kinds of crazy shit happening at the school. But we took the kids to Legoland on Monday. And that was actually pretty cool. I've never been there before. And lots for them to do. We didn't even get to finish all of it. We were all hungry, ready to go eat and stuff. But that was nice. My wife took a couple days off, so we got to hang out and go run around, do stuff. And I bought my grail, and we'll show that off here in a few minutes. And you know what, Badfish, I was at a show too about 2 weeks ago or so. And, I did okay. I did better than I normally would, you know, made like $85. San Antonio people here cheap. This one guy picked up a couple figures. I go, listen, you can't pick up the Scarlet Witch without getting the Iron Man. If you take both, I'll sell it to you for $5. And he's like, okay. So it worked out.
Was this Marvel Legends or the SH?
No, the Marvel Legends.
Okay.
It was the, it was the zombie ones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I sold one of those. I had this Optimus Prime I bought off of this guy in a lot. I can't remember what it was. They had like a black box, like a shipper box with it. And it was pretty cool, but I don't do anything Transformers. If you catch me like 10 years ago, I might have, but not anymore. But all right, guys, we got some NECA news. We got Animal Warriors of the Kingdom Primal Series. That's something that Badfish was hot and heavy over. And then for our only hot or not, we got some Mattel dropping some classics on us. And to round out the show in about hopefully an hour and a half, we got the grade the figure. But first, we want to check in with the chat. We have Toy Mafia, Mark P, Vintage Rebellion, more Mark P, King Dingaling, Sam Giss, Equan, and Action Figure Academy. Guys, thank you for hanging out with us tonight, and I hope you guys keep the chat going. So first, we got our new pickups. What do you got, Chris? Been a while.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I never shut up about this World of Halo 3¾ line, and these two sets are nuts. They're actually, I think, over a year old, but I never saw them in Canada except till I saw them at Toys R Us last week. And like, they are heavy as a brick and you can't even see everything that's in them. There's like weapon cases and crates. And the little picture at the bottom, I put there because it shows each set comes with 10 figure stands, which is like, what? When has there ever been a toy line this good that no one appreciated? You know, like, look how many weapons there are in there. Look at these paint jobs. Sure, the orange Spartan, no Spartan should ever be orange, and that shouldn't be canon. That's dumb. But like, everything else about these two sets is like really awesome. It comes with like fusion coils and like 10 weapons each. And I think these weapons actually have more paint apps on them than the ones that come with the standard figures too. They look pretty good. So I couldn't pass this up. It has some terrain pieces and little landmines and barriers and stuff and some turrets. And I'm going to get some cool shots once I open these up, but I haven't done it yet. Oh, we got there.
I was just going to say, these crates, go back.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Crates, those like Star Wars fans would like love to get this sort of
dude,
like in-universe crates. And okay. Stuff packed into something. It's
on that subject. So yeah. Like on that exact this subject, awesome. here's how hard up Star Wars fans are for stuff like this. I don't know if you remember, there's a TVC Imperial Combat Assault Tank from Rogue One that has like, it comes with like 3 orange, like kyber crystal crates on the back. You know, TVC Star Wars crates are so rare and seldom that they use those 3 same crates on the picture for the, Galaxy's Edge, like Millennium Falcon. They're like, you know what? They're the only crates we've ever made. So we'll put them on the packaging for another yeah. toy, even though they're not included. And you'll never get them. Yeah, it's, you know, that's a desirable tank just because of those Kyber crates. But yeah, these guys were doing it right. And this is awesome. And it's a real shame this line is pretty much dead as far as I'm aware. But like, you look on the Jazzwares site for it, and there's like, it's crickets pretty much. So. I don't know.
But there's 5 guns just in that gun rack alone.
Yeah, and they're all around it too. More.
And then the sniper, rocket launcher, yeah. the different grenade types. Because I know there's those are little grenades.
And there's a tripod with or a explosive turret. Yeah.
Barrels, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. It's just chaos. It's great.
Oh, that's a tripod. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's a base for a tripod and then like a turret that goes on top of that.
Yeah. I see that, yeah. Yeah, that's
decent.
What was the price point on these, you said, sorry?
Oh, they were. I mean, they're like 60 Canadian, but there's 2 figures in there and a bunch of stuff. Oh,
that's
so
that's pretty good. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So this is a figure for Eddie. I was doing a paint job. I was trying to chrome up this Arnie, and I've had it for like 3 months because I'm being a dirtbag and not getting it done. But it's pretty much ready to mail now. I don't know if it'll focus here or not. Maybe it will. Come on. No focus. Chance.
Focus.
It's not going to do it. But, that shot gets the point across. The stock paint job was, like, really bland. And this spiced it up a little bit. Those shoulder pieces do look a little weird. They're very flexible plastic. And basically, the chrome paint, like, doesn't... I don't know. I was worried that it wouldn't stick at all. But I basically... after painting it put like a clear coat gloss on there, and it's not flaking or cracking yet, and I've actually like posed it and it hasn't ruined the paint or anything. So yeah, he's pretty much ready to put in the mail, and I think they probably would have sold a lot more of these if he looked like that.
It looks awesome, dude. I can't wait to see it in person. It looks way better than my 1/6 scale one. And I just realized they didn't give him the goggles. The McFarlane one didn't give him the goggles.
Yeah, I mean...
done 2 head sculpts, one with goggles and one without.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as you can see, if you look on the legs there, there's sort of like a mesh undersuit. And I was looking at some reference photography, and I was like, thank God I don't have to try and paint that stuff, because like, it'd be so hard to get it in there. And when you turn the joints, it would get mashed up anyway. But it kind of looks nice having the 2 different textures there, too. Gives a little bit of depth to it, yeah, you know, like rather than
undersuit and armor on top of it. Looks exactly good. That's exactly the same pose that I have the 1/6 in, and it's not gonna change ever.
Holding the gun as you do, yeah.
But it's cool though, because this one actually comes with the effects. So
yeah, there's like a little freeze effect, but yeah, it's cool. it's only about an inch. It's not much, yeah, but it's better than nothing. Yeah,
it looks good, man.
Did anyone else get anything else before I move on to my stuff?
I have one more picture in there.
Oh, do you? Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted for a minute to talk about this Dark Forces remaster that came out, and I've been playing the hell out of it, and I'm on the last level, and here's a picture of me killing stupid Boba Fett. I just killed him, and that's what he looks like, dead. And, this game is, like, it's very emotional for me, because I'm on the last level, and this is the last Kyle Katarn game that has a level that I haven't beaten yet. You know, this is a big, big deal for me, because, you know, Disney doesn't make awesome Kyle Katarn games. He's a canceled character. He doesn't exist anymore. So, you know, it's gonna be a big deal to finish this game, and I highly recommend it. I know it looks like Doom still, but they actually, like, all the character models and everything, all the sprites, they actually, like, at least doubled the resolution of them and, like, repainted all of them. And they still look blocky, but, like, if you actually turn the enhanced settings off and go back to how it originally looked, like, my God, it was, like, calculator graphics back in the day. Like, they made it so... they increased the sort of quality of life of playing this game so much, and and playing it with like great sound and remastered cutscenes has been really a joy. And you know, it's cool to sample what Star Wars was like back in 1995. Like there's weird narrative stuff. Like there's these smuggler ships that the interiors are just basically the Blockade Runner, the Tanta 4, because, you know, they had like not a whole lot of reference. They had three movies to pull from, right? So they're like, I don't know, a smuggler might use a Corellian Corvette. So you got these like dirty Jabba the Hutt goon guys flying around like that, like pristine white hallways of the Tanta 4, pretty much. Like it's a stylistic clash, but it's interesting. And you know, it's basically, you know, this is a year after Doom came out, and it has a lot more going on technically. Like, it's hard to imagine how primitive the average game was back then. And this has been thoroughly fun to play. Highly recommend.
Cool, man.
I remember this game. It's crazy. It actually, yeah, the guns, I remember, I used to think they looked so good. Like the blasters.
Yeah, there's the regular Stormtrooper rifle. Yeah.
And all that. Yeah, just, I don't remember fighting Boba Fett, so I must have got there. Well, this is the
second last level. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember where I got in the...
Well, it's just... It's called Dark Forces. It's a real old LucasArts game and from 95. But, you know, I mean, it's just chaos. Like, there's one level where you break into, like, the Imperial Security Bureau office on Coruscant, and you just go in and murder, like, 300 dudes. It's, like, in the middle of Imperial-controlled Coruscant. Like, they would, you know, they would have TIE fighters on your ass in 2 seconds. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but what can you do? You know, you had to get some files off a desk, so everybody's got to die.
And say, I still have the CD for this.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. That's the thing. You can't do much with that, but, and that's the one downside on Xbox. This costs like $40. It's kind of steep for like an ancient game, but they really redid everything visually, even though it doesn't look like it. You compare it and it's shocking.
Sweet, man.
And this was the system seller. Remember this was for 64?
This was 64? Not on 64. No, that was Shadows of the Empire, maybe.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's a little later.
That was a different game. Yeah.
Yeah. That has actual 3D character sprites. This is Doom style.
Yeah. These were, yeah, the 2D.
All right. So, I've been getting into WWE Elite figures now. And I said I wouldn't. So, of course, I do. Got these guys just over the last several days. I got the Alpha Academy Otis and Chad Gable and Pat McAfee and The Rock. So he's going to be my Bloodline Rock as soon as I need to find a place that does like 1/12 like clothing. Like, I want to find that vest. I want to find a vest for him. I'm going to go check on Etsy, I think, and see what I could find. But
That Versace one he's been wearing?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just to kind of mess around with it. But I have Jason Nelson helping me out with kind of navigating these lines and stuff. I made my first mess up. I bought a Chad Gable, this exact Chad Gable at HEB, and which is our grocery store for those who don't know. And he did not have the Shoosh shirt, and his leg was broken. I opened it up, leg completely snapped off, and I was talking to him. He goes, "Oh man, you don't have the red shirt either." Had no clue. I'm just picking up figures, but I'm gonna get a ring, and I'm gonna get a few other figures, and I'm kind of like have them around the ring and stuff, like just doing different stuff, and then I'm hoping that I'll stop from there. A couple other things that I got that I did not post pictures up. I got some Raycon headphones. These things are freaking awesome. I've been seeing these for at least 2 or 3 years now through like Sam the Cooking Guy's YouTube channel. And he always had deals and I never jumped on them. And they're just earbuds. But this is my first pair of earbuds. So, and they're pretty legit. And then I went to Ollie's, which is like one of those bargain stores. And y'all were talking about this last night on After Dark. But let's see if I don't break it. I got one of those starting lineup basketball goals as well. $4.
That's great. You can have all kinds of superheroes in there. That's good.
It's insane. $4. You know, the line is complete trash at any regular price, but the figures were going like $7.99, and then the goal was going for $399, and so it's nice to have at that price. But the biggest thing that I got in was my Thanos on Throne Grail. I've wanted this thing for 6 years, and I've seen it here and I've seen it there and I've passed on it everywhere else. My first experience with this was at Heroes and Fantasies when I was working there, and I just look up and there's this big ass Thanos statue just sitting there. $1,200 at the time. I remember it very, very vividly. $1,200. Yeah, it was I'm pretty sure it was $1,200. And then it sold, never saw it again. Start seeing it pop up on like the aftermarket. What was it? At 1.32, somewhere around there. What do you think, Eddie? What was the height of just the basic version?
I don't know. For a while, it was everybody's grail Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still one of the best Thanos statues ever made. The hype went down a little bit when XM came out with theirs.
Right.
But to me, it's still the best. I think that people complained that it was overscaled at the time. I think that's what everybody was saying, but it got up to like, I don't know, 35, 4K maybe before, like, that was back in like 2018 though, like 2018, 2019. And then everything, I don't know what it goes for now, but I think it's still the best Thanos ever made. Even if they do, like, I've seen that 1/3 that's supposed to come out, I still think this is the best one. It's amazing. There's like so many different custom head swap outs that they did for this. Like, Steve, if you ever want to try looking up, like,
I talked to him about the
King,
it already.
The King portrait. Yeah, dude, that one's sick. Steve has like 5 or 6 custom heads for it, dude. But
he says they're really hard to come by. Those are really hard to come by, but he'd let me know when he runs into some.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I'm glad you finally got it, dude. He looks good next to Surfer and Galactus. Yep. So
here's what it looks like now. I put all the other figures back around it.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not 100% sure if I want to keep it like this, though. He is the grail. He is the one, and I kind of want to give it a more prominent spot, but you have to turn him, you know? Because he's looking in this direction already. So he's just kind of sitting there in that corner. Right under my Josh Brolin Thanos picture that I got signed. But so a guy in Pflugerville had this, which is about an hour and a half north of San Antonio. And he posted it in like January, something like that. Need to get rid of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Here's this. Thanos on Throne, no box, $700. I was like, holy fuck, I'm never going to find this like this again, right? I was trying to come up with the money, couldn't. Selling was really slow, really, really slow. Not enough to even, like, save the money for it. And he messaged me about 3 weeks ago. He goes, are you still interested? And he was like, I go, yeah, I'm interested. I'm going to be at a swap meet. I'm going to try to sell some stuff, raise the funds. Swap meet I mentioned. And nothing ever happened. Well, thank God for tax returns. And I talked with my wife about it, and I do have to pay it back, which is completely fair. But my old Thanos that was sitting in that spot is on the chopping block for that. So that's posted, and I'm going to let it sit at the price. It was at retail. I think it was at retail. And I'm going to let it sit there for about another week. And then I think I might chop it down a little bit, see what happens. But, and also new this week, I had my first statue mishap. That Thor statue I've been telling you about, Eddie, head fell off. The wings broke off of the helmet. A couple pieces of the hair chipped off. Can't find those pieces. I fixed the helmet, but now I'm just trying to decide what I'm gonna put it at. But finally got the grail. Love it. It was a scary ride home. We took 35, which is like the main way to get to Austin. there, but we took the toll roads back home because I was like, I need open space for this. I don't need this thing sliding around or someone hitting their brakes at the last second and then someone rear end us or something like that. So, but it actually sat in our living room for about a week and a half. And I was like, okay, time to get it up there and stuff. But super, super happy. But what I wanted to ask you guys, and this isn't necessarily our discussion, but have you ever like achieved your grail piece, whatever it might be? And what's next after that? Because I'm like, I'm pretty good. There's some loose ends that I want to kind of clean up with like the elite figures and like some four horsemen. But I'm also kind of like, okay, I got it. Now what? Have y'all ever done that or have thought about what would happen after you get your grail piece?
Dude, I have pieces that I like 6 years ago, 5 years ago, I would have never imagined that I'd be able to have. And it's like stuff that has in that amount of time gone up in price so much that if I sell it, I won't be getting it again. So like, I totally get it, man. Like there's a, like, I have like maybe four or five pieces that are like, you know, I've sort of maxed out as far as like what I'm willing to spend on a single item. Mm-hmm. And the stuff I have now is beyond what I would pay for it today in value. So I'm right there. Like I pick up the odd thing. I'm chipping away at the full run of carded figures for the vintage Star Wars. But, you know, like a couple of the high end ones that, like, for example, I have like a vintage carded Boba Fett back when he used to be a good character. And like, you know, all of those are like, the crappiest one now is like 2,500. And this is a 3 3/4 carded figure. Like you want a crusty Return of the Jedi one, it's 2,500 these days. It's crazy. I bought one for 600 on a local classified like 5 6 years ago. And it's like, I'm never getting another one. So, and I should probably just sell that one. So I totally get it, man. Yeah.
I don't know if I have a grail anymore. I don't know. Cause I don't, hot 1/6 skill, I don't feel like there's many grails because everything is getting redone. So it's mm-hmm. like, I feel like they'll come back around to anything that's like super sought after. I don't even know what's, Han was probably a grail, like the Han and Chewie 2-pack for a long time. And they're doing Han. So
if I was going to do 1/6, Eddie, I would collect those stupid, like, unlicensed early Hot Toys, like the George Lucas. Like, what's that worth these days? It looks like hell, but it was like one of the first three they made. That's probably worth something.
The old ones that look like the Mego.
Yeah, like the director, I think it's called. Yeah. And get it graded. You know, that's how you edge when they reissue stuff on you. Stuff they'll never reissue.
Those are like the real hardcore. You know, they meme a lot, like real collectors. I feel like the guys that buy that and have that stuff great, those are real collectors. I just like bullshit.
Yeah. You want it to actually look good. What a novel idea.
And then statues. What's a grail? Like, I've always wanted that LBS Thor, that 1/3 scale Thor, and some of the new Prime 1 or Predators that they're doing, like the Scar Predator. Mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of stuff is like grail. And then I guess that Jazz Inc. Batman Forever Batmobile would be a grail for me now, even though I had it on order at one point, but I passed on it. If I ever got that, that would be really cool. But I don't know. I don't really have like one image in my mind of something that's like, dang, I really wish I could have that and I'd be, you know, that would be like the crowning achievement in my collection. I don't know that that exists for me right now. Kind of sad. I have no white buffalo to chase. You hate to see.
I kind of feel the same way. Yeah. I mean, I for the longest time, I think my grail was the DX11, the Heath Ledger Joker. But then I got it, and then it was like Sean said, like, now I have it. Now what? It's kind of like, I don't know, I had it for a couple of years, and then when they announced the NRT, I ended up like losing interest for it, and I just ended up selling it.
It's like the movies, right? It's always like, the big, like the Indiana Jones, right? Like you find this and it's like, oh my God, you finally found it. Well, what happens next?
I know.
So, I mean, I'm not out of collecting. I'm not like looking to start any kind of crazy line. Like I'm pretty done with my in-game stuff. Almost to a point where it's just kind of old news now, you know. But yeah, I don't know. Like I don't know what's next. I mean, I found the thing, you know, and I'm sure I've said I wanted the XM Studios one as well, just because I'm a Thanos fan in general. But it's like I got this now, and I think I don't need it. I don't need.
Yeah, Sean, your next thing is like, you got to get that guy a little platform to elevate him above Silver Surfer's head. You got to just focus on your display. Like your walls look good. Your framing's all good. You just got to like restructure your composition with the figures and stuff. And that's
what I was talking to my wife. I go like, what if I moved the in-game stuff where the statue cases, moves the statue case over where it's more in front of like more in front of like right here in front of like the camera and stuff. And then, but I have this whole piece right here to my left. All of that is empty until you get to like the Power Rangers. So I could put a decent size like shelf right here. I won't be able to fit any of those garage shelves, but, yeah, man, I don't know. Like it's something to think about, but I agree with, Sam Giss here. He says to it should just be front and center. All the other figs take away from it, especially if it's the Grail, you know. And
yeah,
that's what I was kind of playing with.
Like if you don't have dogs or cats coming in there, you should maybe look into like a pedestal, just put in the center or something. I don't know. You might be able to do something cool with that.
Yeah. Anybody else want to share anything they got new?
I got Grail
Bad Fish. A Grail? Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm kind of where you are. It's more of like a checklist of stuff that I wish I got. Sort of like, I wish I got Dooku and things like that. And I'll probably eventually get them, or there will be a reissue. Or I don't know if I consider them Grails. I'd have to, I guess, kind of think about it. And I have been while we've been talking, but the closest thing I could maybe think of was maybe a New Hope Luke. And even that, I think they're going to eventually do something.
Yeah.
They have to.
I think they're going to redo
just
that
make
whole,
one ever.
That whole movie. That whole...
Yeah.
They're going to do all of them again, I think.
So those would be probably my closest things to Grails is like a New Hope Luke, Obi-Wan, and Han and Chewie, like those... The original characters basically, because they've never gone back to do them basically. Like,
oh, it'll happen
and stuff. It's got to be kind of, so. It's kind of, yes, it's a Grail for me, but I'm not at the point of where I would pay the secondary market prices. And there's all this other stuff like Padme's and all kinds of other good stuff to get. So I mean, I don't think it's, yeah,
yeah,
definitely there are. If maybe actually. The quarter scale Vader. There's a couple of them I like too, but yeah.
Fern, you said you got something.
Yeah, I got the Ultimate Edition Undertaker.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Is that a hood or a hat? Oh, it's a hood.
Wait, hold on.
It's not even a hood though. It's like a
collar. It's oh, like it's a collar. The collar, it's like
a collar that sticks up.
So he had a few outfits. Blind. I always remember the hood. Or sorry, the hat, the long brimmed hat.
There you go.
Yeah, the like
Yeah.
The Undertaker hat. Isn't that like a hat for the Undertaker? Oh,
yeah.
Whatever?
Yeah, it comes with like a cape and everything.
Yeah.
Like a cloth cape.
Wow, pretty cloth cool. Cape on the back, plastic robes on the front. Hate to see it.
Yeah. You could take this off though. And it's pretty cool. And then I picked this. I never thought I was gonna find it, but I actually found it.
That's the new one?
Yeah, that new one.
Oh, no way.
Looks pretty good.
That's at, like, too. Where'd you get it?
Target. And I randomly found it. I didn't think I was going to find it, honestly, because everybody's trying to get it.
Nice. What do you think? But how's the likeness on it?
I like it. I love it. I have a one that I bought on eBay, a head. that I'm probably going to put on it, but this one's not that bad. It's not as horrible as the one for the Flash.
Yeah.
Like, that one was horrible. It looked nothing like Ben Affleck, but this one's pretty good.
I only have the tactical suit one that came in the Batman the pack. Yeah. That one's okay.
But that I like the cloth capes better than all that, because I just, every time I had them, I've only had, I think, a couple McFarlanes, and the Batman one I have, it's like I can't do anything with it because the cape is just stuck straight down.
Yeah, I think the only reason why they gave this one a cloth cape was so that it can like match with the six pack figures, because all of those have cloth capes as well.
Yeah.
But yeah. Those are my pickups.
All right, guys. Well, I do want to move on to the show topic. So, big news coming that we'll talk about here in a second with Mattel and the Street Sharks, right? So I was wondering, what childhood toy, what childhood line did you just absolutely love and would want it to come out today? The way you want it, pick everything. You know, it's your line. It'll come out no problem. What line have you guys thought that you'd want to see be remade?
You know what? I'm in a weird spot because like a lot of the stuff that I had has come out again. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like Batman the Animated Series, I had a ton of those figures, and like name your company. You can take your pick of like 3-4 companies that are doing like 112th Batman the Animated Series stuff that's like pretty cool, right? So, you know, some of them are emulating that old packaging, some aren't. But you know, maybe somebody needs to like you're a big Power Rangers guy, Sean. You remember those, like, I think they were maybe like 8-inch Power Rangers, like from the first show, like that were like articulated. No, they didn't have.
Oh, you like, said 8-inch ones?
Yeah, they were like bigger. Yeah. Has they ever done like a retro edition of those? Like, I feel like that might be popular.
In that size, no. I mean, I think the only thing they've come close to doing that was the retro Flipheads. I mean, they came on card and did all the same gimmicks. The only thing that I don't remember that well is that I remember their shoulders being not as blocky, like the retro ones. Like their shoulders were like way out here.
That's the aesthetic, you know. Like you want to, you're selling it to the guys who had it as a kid as a member berry and marking it up, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to get them. It's, you know, they're all probably the same figure for the most part. There's probably like a male and female body, and other than that, it's just printing differences most likely. But I remember those being cool. I said 8-inch because in my childhood mind, they were 12-inch Power Rangers, but there's no way they were actually that big. But yeah, I don't know. That would be cool. Get those again.
What about you, Batfish?
Yeah, a lot of the, like, the Turtles have been remade. Like, I literally have the remake of the Turtle Van.
Mm-hmm.
I got it, like, not that long ago. It was, like, 35-40 bucks, which is pretty reasonable considering. And then they did all the like the carded ones. They've done carded Ghostbusters. I considered getting, but I didn't. They've done a lot of they've really hit that nostalgia. They know like people want to get that stuff. So specifically, like, I mean, even Beast Wars, like I remember I was so tempted just to get the Cheetor, like I have one.
And those are straight reissues, right? Like those are the exact original Transformers that they put
exactly
out.
Exactly the same. Yeah, and I still have a lot of they're in it. They're on that shelf back there. They're in a box. But I have like Optimus Prime and Megatron, the original ones. But these new ones look so much closer to the show. Not only in beast form, but in a robot form. And I almost bought though the Cheetor just because I remember I never got it. And it was so like hard to find, but they were on the original cards, but it's just so big and chunky. I'm like, I'm not going to really display those figures right now.
Okay.
Maybe eventually I'll get it, but
Badfish, I don't know if you, I don't know if the U.S. guys had this line or not. I just one just came to me, but did you guys get a show in the States, like a CGI show called Reboot?
I'm pretty sure sounds familiar. They had Reboot.
I don't know. That was definitely produced in Canada, but Reboot had a figure line that was pretty sweet. And I would if they came out. Oh man, if they had a new line of that, I would probably collect that. That was that show was like it was so ahead of its time.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, it's like a CGI cartoon from like the late
Bob
90s.
And Enzo.
Yeah, that show's great. They what was they the basically
bad guy's name?
Megabyte. Oh,
Megabyte. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And yes, they had those little boards that they would ride. Yeah. That was my favorite part of the toy, the little boards.
That can't be a big line. I might just start buying that right now. But if there was new ones that like looked awesome, I'd probably get that.
Dude, yeah. I still have those. Yeah. Those are like those are somewhere at my parents probably, but
Canadian television. It used to be good.
What about you, Eddie?
I don't remember having a lot of toys as a kid. Not like those kind of toys. I was a kid that played with like Legos and Hot Wheels and stuff like that. Like I didn't have the action figures that I did have. I remember were movie stuff like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man action figures that came out when the movie came out, or like Star Wars prequel figures that came out when the movie came out, or Batman Forever stuff, Batman and Robin. So like I remember more of like things that I want made from my childhood. Like the first thing that came to my mind was small soldiers. If somebody made small soldiers in,
that's a great one.
Like if whoever NECA Super 7, I feel like either of those would be good companies to make them. That would be amazing. So I'd more want stuff like that made. Or McFarlane was doing Teen Titans for a while from the old cartoon that I used to watch as a kid, and he stopped at Cyborg and he never made another one, and I don't know why. Like, I think he said he was going to continue making them, but he only ever made Cyborg from that show, and like I wanted that whole line. And I would like to see more like cartoons from, especially from like WB Kids that I watched, like Codename Kid Next Door, if they did figures for that, or Jackie Chan Adventures, or stuff like that, like, or even Nickelodeon stuff. Like I was excited for that with Super 7, but they're already canceling that stuff, so it's like, dang, dude, that's more of the stuff I'd want to see in action figure form.
What about you, man, Fern?
That's a great one, the small soldiers one, man.
Man, the first thing that came to mind, I don't know if you guys remember those 12-inch G.I. Joe figures.
Ones in the box?
Yeah. Yeah, like those, but like with like updated articulation. I think those would be pretty cool, to be honest. Especially like the ones, I had like some of the ones like from the early 2000s. I remember I had a whole bunch of those. And they would have those cheaper sets that would come with like one gun. And then they had those big packs that would come with like a whole bunch of accessories and stuff like that. And they come with like cloth clothes. And they were essentially like the 1/6 scale, like, you know, but like lower end 1/6 scale.
That's how G.I. Joe started, like early 70s. Like their first G.I. Joes were like 12
just
inch.
Like army men.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine those 12-inch figures with like the updated articulation and like the face technology that they have now. Those would be cool.
I think didn't somebody make like a 1/6 Snake Eyes? It was probably unlicensed. I feel like I've seen that somewhere.
I think SciShow did.
3-0 is making 1/6 scale G.I. Joe.
Yeah, but you want an actual toy, not that costs like $30, not like a not you something you can collect a line. Yeah.
Yeah, G.I. Joe or 3-0 made Snake Eyes. They made why am I blanking on the other, who's the other ninja?
Were they like the movie versions though?
No, they're
the Shadow.
Yeah, they made Storm Shadow.
Storm Shadow.
They made, I think they made Cobra, or what's his name? The, or not Cobra, Destro?
That's a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. They made, I think they made one more. But yeah, they, I don't know, like, they're more, they're not necessarily animated, like, figures, because they're, like, more realistic. But, mm-hmm. it's, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, if I like, they're, and they're 3-0 too, so, like, they're not that expensive. I think they're, like, $150 or, I mean, that's still expensive, but for
1-6. For 1-6, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie, you you had mentioned mine. I definitely want to see a Small Soldiers remade. I think the only other one that we were missing was the Street Sharks, at least on my list. And you know, now that they're getting done, and I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get there. But for me, it would be the Small Soldiers. It'd be that was like 14-inch Chip Hazard, Archer, you know, and all the other guys kind of in their already scales, but just better articulated. Still with some like voice action, but shoot, you know, we're getting all animatronic with these Transformers. Like, I want to see this guy take a couple steps forward, couple steps backwards, kind of thing. And
you know, it's too bad. It's too bad they can't afford Vin Diesel to show off the new Street Sharks anymore. You know, like his original Toy Fair video where he's like having a seizure while he like fights sharks together. That's good.
He would actually have a seizure now if he did that.
yeah, you've never seen that YouTube Street Sharks and Vin Diesel. You will be shocked in some very strange way. He, you know, he's at the Toy Fair booth freaking out. He's got the hand puppets. He's mashing them together. It's real funny.
All right, guys, let's jump into some of the news. We got Hyperspace Highlights with our Star Wars releases just over the last, couple days, really. First thing we got is a Black Series Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order 3-pack. This is going to be $74.99, due out in the spring of this year. It is an Amazon exclusive, and the pre-order started today. So if you're interested in these, definitely go over there and pre-order those. Chris, I want to start with you. So you played the game already, right?
I don't know if I'm
one of us played it already.
Yeah, no, I've played both of them, but I don't like, is this, I feel like all this stuff has pretty much been out already. I thought even this Cal, can't remember if this Cal came out single carded or not, but they definitely, if not, they showed off like a photo of it at like a pipeline reveal quite a while back. You know, it's mostly a reuse of stuff that's already come out. That's the sort of thesis behind this set. I think that maybe the Cal head is new because he looks sort of grumpy and the other one doesn't look like that, but I don't know if this is for me, man. You know, I got the regular Cal. I've been doing more TVC, but the Purge Trooper is kind of nice.
Comes with a gravity hammer, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's I don't remember that. I don't know. Does it say Fallen Order or
it's
Fallen Order.
So that's the first game. Okay.
Yeah, because yeah, it's I was, got yeah. the Trilla.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you know, that's maybe give us some stuff from the new game, you know? That'd be cool.
Anybody else buying this?
Probably not.
No. It just feels like the game? Too little too late. Like it's the game's great.
Yeah, but there's awesome both characters. Are good, but yeah. You know, like they, you know, I would rather have had like Marin than another Cal. You know, like if you're gonna only do one new figure out of three, we already got three Black Series Cals.
I have that second sister on the show.
Yeah, she was like she came out like in 2019 or something. You know, that's an old figure. Same. Yeah.
I remember the shoulders were so annoying, but yeah. This is if you're a hardcore fan of the game, it's cool to have him in the outfit, but, and then maybe have this extra trooper to fight if you have it set up, but yeah, pass for me.
Yeah, I can't remember if they released that trooper in a single box before, but
I don't know what the big hammer.
He didn't come with that hammer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but maybe the shoulder pad, the pauldron color is different or something, but it's basically just a clone body with a different head and shoulder.
Moving on, we have the Star Wars Vintage Collection Captain Enoch and Thrawn Knight Troopers. This is going to be $54.99, due out this summer. Pre-orders also started today on Amazon and other fan channel retailers, also available at the DisneyStore.com.
Beautiful, but it's an army builder box, so they should have not put Enoch in there and just put him on a single card and give you another zombie stormtrooper in case if you're a crazy person and you want to buy multiples of this to have an army of zombie stormtroopers. You don't need multiple Enochs, but if you're going to buy one set, that's pretty cool.
And then there's the box, just like you were saying, right?
So the ironic, army just army building with multiple. Yeah. It's like, you could easily do this with, make him a single carded, and I don't know.
It's to sell the box. The only way, I mean, I bet you they will put him out on a single card anyway in like a year.
They will. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a cool pack otherwise, but if you, especially if you just wanted the four of them,
then or
you
they could have done, they could have made Enoch a single pack and then threw in one Death Trooper.
That's what I was thinking.
And then it could still be an army builder, and you'll just have less Death Troopers than you would Stormtroopers or Night Troopers. But yeah,
which was the case in the show too. So
look at that, Eddie said Night Troopers. He's like really paying attention to what's going on here.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, and then moving on, we have the Star Wars Vintage Collection Darth Vader, $16.99, also due out this summer. Pre-orders went live today. And you get them all at all your favorite stores. Okay, lecture me here. What, this just seems like another Darth Vader. What's going
on? Yeah, I don't know what movie this is supposed to be from. The Kenobi one that came out not too long ago. I'm not talking a battle damage one. I'm talking like the regular mask Kenobi one is perfectly good. And if you got that, you don't need another TVC Vader.
If the tunics are over the armor like that, doesn't that mean it's either a New Hope Rogue,
Rogue One? Yeah. So, but I mean, I think, but isn't the Kenobi show over the armor too? Or maybe. Yeah. Oh, this is showing both though, isn't it?
No, it's.
Hang on. There's a card picture.
Yeah.
Let me just find it. The card back.
Yeah, I mean.
Lightsaber's coming out at me right now.
Yeah, that's pretty dynamic, right? Yeah. That shows you they used a wide lens. Yeah.
The card back, it looks like a New Hope.
Okay, so, I mean, they put out a Rogue One version that is a lot... This looks like maybe it's like the Rogue One version with the better Kenobi head on it or something, but... If they actually do the paint app difference on the helmet where like part of the mask is painted like a dark gray rather than black, that'd be impressive. Yeah. But
definitely a New Hope. Reading the description, it's a New Hope.
Okay, well, I mean, the head is better than the last. The Rogue is looks better than the Rogue One TVC, which came out like 3 years ago, and just as good as the Kenobi one. Maybe the robes are sculpted over. But
the sculpted robes look weird, but anyways.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. If you're I would say pass if you have that Kenobi one just because it's like it looks good if you need one, but yeah.
I think they redundant. Just do this every couple of years they just release another Vader and another
yeah,
Vader, you could, it's just cause they sell.
Just to have it.
You
available.
Gotta keep them in the line. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Basically.
Kind of the same thing with the Stormtrooper then. So this is the Vintage Collection Stormtrooper, also $16 due out this summer. I guess, would you say the same thing? You got to have more Stormtroopers.
Pretty much. There's a little bit of difference. Yeah, there's a little difference on this one compared to... I think there was an Empire one that came out maybe with the Cloud City playset and... a couple other things. I think this one has like a gun holster that the others don't, but other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Moving on to NECA, we have the Ghostface Inferno, Last Ronin, Casey Jones, Dungeons and Dragons 50th Anniversary War Duke. And we're just going to fly through these guys really quick. These are all going to be up for pre-order, or I'm sorry, are going to be available March 14th. So today, if I'm reading that correctly, but this was a Walmart Collectors Con exclusive until I think they said with in a few weeks it might go other places, but I really like the ghost face. I think that looks really cool.
A lot of accessories with it too. The Casey is really neat, so that's why I put that on.
Yeah, you get the with the ghost face. You have the flamethrower. You have some knives, a pickfork.
Go back to the Casey. That head sculpt looks like the dude from American Pie that was the jock.
Stifler?
No, the jock. No. Well, I guess Stifler was a jock too, but the one that played rugby or not.
He
rugby,
was always like super shy or whatever around.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. He was a simp. That's what that looks like.
Yeah, it does.
And he comes with quite a bit too. He's gonna have 6 extra pair of hands. He's got the hockey mask, hockey stick, and it looks like several hammers, bats, and mallets along with his bag. It looks pretty cool. I mean, I'm happy with the one last Ronin figure, just the turtle. I don't know if I need to go crazy on the rest of the line.
Casey Jones is old, so he can't have long hair anymore. What's this nonsense, you know?
I was also wondering that too.
Wow.
You seem pretty triggered there, Chris. Most,
you have long hair.
Most guys
get to eventually
after
just,
they
like,
turn 30, don't keep the long hair. So,
phases, right? You get it long, you cut it, you go it long again. That's what that happens.
Yeah, he's got his life together. He's had to cut it. He's just, he's still marauding in the streets with a hockey mask and beating criminals to death with sledgehammers. But he's, he can't have
mid-life
long hair
crisis.
Anymore.
He wants to get back into it.
Yeah, I thought this was cool though. Another
April made him
figure,
cut it. So. Okay.
Wait, was he with it? I don't remember.
In the movies, him and April are together. I don't know if they are in the comics.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next up, Badfish. You were pretty psyched about this. It's the TMNT cartoon sewer layer Donatello's lab diorama. $300.
Yeah, I would say hyped. I wanted to bring it up how ridiculous it is. Like, look at this. It's like a couple of walls. NECA's insane with these dioramas, man. They used to actually have them for a decent price. But ever since they saw, I think, the aftermarket price of what people were willing to pay for them, they just started upping them. And it's like, I don't know. You're not getting much here. You're getting 3 walls. I think you might get a roof. I need to bring up the description again here.
Let's see.
It should say in there. But these like plastic tables, a couple of like, I don't know, man. This is weak for $300.
Well, pre-orders for this close April 2nd, so whoever wants it needs to
the roof
it
is
by
separate,
that day.
Sorry.
It's separate?
Yep.
You don't get the printed.
That's a separate
roof.
Release. They're just gonna sell the roof.
Yep.
Probably for like $39 too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an exclusive to the NECA store.
Yeah, it's supposed to go beside the turtle lair. Next to is the way they're
advertising.
There's
some Dio guys out there who could make this way better. And I know they're kind of going for like the animated look on it, but
yeah, I feel like what you're for $300, there's not a lot here. It's just I don't know.
Which is probably why they put a wall on the time.
Yeah, and it ends. Yeah, they always do that though. It's just they kind of have a window, or they almost always do that. And you kind of have to get your pre-order in, and then they're supposed to guarantee you grabbing it. But this is the topper and stuff, I think, separately.
I mean, it reminds me of the lab table for the Frankenstein. With like all these little gadgets and stuff, it looks like pegs in certain places. And
you know,
stuff.
You know how the real barometer of how obscene this price is, that that Jabba's throne room that TVC put out, which is like probably about the same size and more detailed paint job and more crap comes with it, was about half the price of this. Nuts.
Yeah.
And that's Hasbro Star Wars. You know, they love to overcharge. And that's like, a great like, example. The license is so expensive, bro. But that was like $150 US, I think, the throne room. And I mean, it's about 2 feet wide. It looks pretty similar in size to this.
They're going to sell a lot of these, though.
Oh, yeah. Turtle fans are hardcore, so.
Let them. Yeah.
That's why they, like I said, like, that's why they're pricing them up to this.
I like how you can choose where you put the tunnels, though. That's kind of cool. Like, you can choose if you want the tunnel in the back or if you want the opening on the left or the right or, right? I'm assuming
the walls,
you can choose.
The walls come like this, but that is there, right? That hole is there. I think
you
can
can't
switch
move that
these.
You get to
like
choose like
that
the
shelf.
You have to
like
leave
the
piping
right
there, right?
Correct, yeah.
Saying?
But
yeah.
That,
oh,
that
dude, no,
shelf.
They're probably all holes, and they two of them are just covered.
Yeah, so you can choose which one is covered, I think. But beyond that, yeah, I don't think you can switch it around too much. I don't know why they showed the accessories like that, to be honest. But yeah.
And then the next thing, rounding out some more turtle stuff, Playmates has their new collection of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures coming out based off the original sketches from Ninja Turtles creator Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird. The original sketch turtles will feature Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael. And these they will be available for purchase this summer.
And these are really cool, I think. So they don't have a price
cool
or anything.
To put, like,
a tease
in front of one of like those original Mirage TMNT books.
Yeah. Yeah, the shape of these old like turtles are just interesting, and the color, they did a good job with the colors, even though they're technically supposed to just be all one color, I think.
I think the first few books are black and white anyway, but but it's I mean, you know, it takes a lot to make a distinct new turtle line, you know, that sort of adds something. And I find these kind of fun because, you know, like those early TMNT books are like, they're like, you know, kind of edgy compared to like the children's program that this Turtles became. So like, you know, something about this appeals to me. It's cool.
All right, Badfish, take this one for me. What do we got here? What is this?
All right, let me just bring up the show sheet. So these are just kind of interesting thing I saw on Toy Arc. I was like, these are kind of cool looking. These are Animal Warriors of the Kingdom. This is Primal Series 2, so there's actually been a previous series. It's available on BBTS as well, if you are curious on the previous series. And there's quite a few in the previous series, but these ones are interesting. Just this is a Kickstarter. They've already reached their goal. It started on March 6th, but it ends April 17th, so you still got time. But it's four brand new body types with pinless joints and new calf cuts. And there's a reptile with mix and match armor plates, I believe with previous versions. We have, they're called Brawlers. These are just the names, sorry. There's additional accessory sets. So it looks like some of these can mix and match with the previous ones that they released. Like, look, this lizard chameleon looking thing. I think the eyes are articulated. So there's just some cool stuff going on here with like that's unique. And the weapons accessories are cool. That I don't know if these necessarily go with this character, but I've put them kind of beside whichever one. Like this lion looking dude with the big morning star. Yeah, so these are just kind of interesting. If it's something you want that's different or unique in the collection, that's like I said, there's that series one out there that has, I think they had some other similar characters, but there were some more tigers and things like that, I think. So there's some cool stuff going on here. I hadn't even heard of these before. Yeah, let me see. There's one, two, three, four accessory sets they're releasing right now, and then there might be some more stretch goals being revealed. Looks like there might be two more figures that they've already teased. And yeah, these accessory sets are kind of just interesting weapon types, little grenades and stuff. Yeah, thought it was really cool.
Yeah, they're cool. They're always at LA Comic Con showing off their figures, so I've seen a lot of them in person. They look good.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, they're like, have you held any at all?
Yeah, they have them all there for you to mess with or check out if you want. They're pretty solid. For I think they're like $30, right? $25-$30 of a figure, so they're not bad. A lot of times they'll have an exclusive figure sold at LA Comic Con too.
Yeah, these are really cool. I feel like a lot of like indie lines are kind of going like to like this creature route. Because who's doing Furay? But that's kind of like their MO.
There's like two Furays. There's Fury and Furay. There's like two different ones that are doing similar animal figures.
And it's got to be part of it. It's like there's no license, right? You've got less of that sort of thing to worry about. Yeah, they're 33 Canadian, so they've got to be a little cheaper even. Or no, sorry, 33 American. Sorry, 45 Canadian. You're right, 33. So
I just want all a whole line of just the apes, you know, a bootleg Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, he's army.
Yeah, I need like some like
are a lot of the they're always in like people's top 10 of the year. Like I've seen a lot of the apes.
Yeah, they're fun. You know, it's like it's like a they look like expensive He-Man figures or something. I like this stuff. But they're not that expensive. But they, you know, they the quality, it's like from these pictures they sort of look like the paint apps look like kind of like Mythic Legions, you know? It's pretty nice.
Yeah, the whole yeah, all their figures that remind me of Mythic Legions.
Legit. Yeah, it's really cool, the double-sided thing.
That's what I thought they were at first, Mythic Legion.
That's what they reminded me of, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
With the paint style. And...
All right. Moving on to hot or not, we only have one thing, but I think it's instantly hot. It's the Street Sharks. Mattel has announced that they're going to go through with the line. And starting on the 26th, I believe, they're going to have kind of, they're calling it their revealed, I guess like it's a live show or something like that, where we'll get a lot more information on these guys. But so far they've showed us Ripster, Jab, and Slash.
Oh, so they're not rubber like the originals. They got like joints on those arms. Yeah. Unless the head is like sort of a rubber piece, but that's probably better for longevity, you know. I don't know how those original Street Sharks are holding up these days.
I still have my Ripster. I still have a Ripster.
But is it like melting in any way? Like, you know, like I have a Jabba from like 12 years ago that is kind of disgusting.
The white on the chest is kind of peeling off. And then I think the pants went from like a green to like a brownish black or something like
so
that.
It's not like oozing or anything.
No, I found this one actually pretty decent.
That's good. So it's interesting. They're not a straight reissue. They're like, they are like designed from the ground up sort of.
Yeah, they're modernized, or say that I think in the post somewhere, but yeah, they're definitely interesting, but yeah, I remember these when I was a kid and there's so interesting, such a good show. Like I remember everyone was talking about it when we were little.
So pre-orders for this are gonna start tomorrow for Wave 1. And then they say it's at all your favorite retailers. And then they're going to have their Mattel creation revealed on Thursday the 21st. I said the 26th.
So yeah, that's where you're going to see Vin Diesel. Yeah.
I checked that out, by the way, while we were. It's definitely a weird clip. Yeah, these are cool, but I won't be grabbing
them. Yeah, like, I don't know, man. I had one of these, and like, I don't know if they're getting me with this. I just had one, but you know what they had? They had like bigger hand puppets that were kind of like Boglins, like that were real rubbery. I mean, I feel like that was the crown jewel of the line, and they're not going there yet. But I don't know. It's fun.
I like the addition of the cage though too. I think that's pretty cool, and I think their box actually is formed around it, so it kind of has like a caged look also. But I don't know, man. I'm kind of a sucker for these guys. So, I mean, I'm almost done with my gargoyles, and then these guys, and then watch, they'll announce small soldiers, and a remake.
I mean, you got to keep in mind that Street Sharks were invented because TMNT was popular. You know, they're like, what other animal squad can we do? And you know, TMNT is still going strong, and this is basically a knockoff, like cash in line that now has its own following. But I'm interested to see how it'll go. You know, if it fails horribly, you probably won't see a lot more rando throwbacks like this. So see how it goes.
Yeah, I was watching a TikTok the other day. Some guy was like restoring and repainting like the older ones. And it got me thinking. I was like, "Wow, I haven't seen those toys in a long time. I completely forgot about them. I used to have a couple of those,
but now I think one of these. I'm pretty sure one of these was like a figure. I think maybe that green guy with the armor. Somebody could fact check me on this. I think that one might have been a design that was like supposed to be part of the original line, but got canceled. So like a lot of the real fans were hyped about that. They like sort of brought back a discarded design from the old line. I'm pretty sure that's the one.
All right, really quick, hot or not?
Oh, yeah, good point. I would still say hot, even though I'm not getting it. I still think this is cool. It's a cool throwback. They're doing something interesting. I think it's kind of a no-brainer as much as you like. But at least it's like something different. It's not another Darth Vader, so I don't know. It's something cool.
I'm gonna say not, because I can't I'm too transparent. I can't lie. You know, I'm clearly not excited about this, and I will be very surprised if there's a wave two. But good for them if there is.
What about you, Fern?
I think depending on the price, they say how much they would cost.
I guess that's what we'll find out at the revealed.
But yeah, depending on the price, it might be hot. It might not be, you know. You saw what happened to those basketball figures. They were $50 and they didn't even get past wave one, so.
These won't be 50. You can tell. They look like toys. Their paint apps are pretty basic.
What would
they got to be less than 50.
What would be the price frame for you, Fern?
No more than 20. Honestly.
Okay. What about you, Eddie?
It's cool that everybody's so excited about them. I was never a big Street Shark guy, so for me, it's a not, but it's cool to see old stuff like that getting redone, so that's cool. But I kind of agree with Chris. Like, I don't know how well it'll do, mostly because it has that old school articulation, and because it's the Mattel stuff, and I don't know, I feel like toy collectors today are snobby. So
yeah, I want a sealed 90s Street Shark. I don't want this stuff, you know. I get the monocle out, go on eBay, pay you know, what does a sealed Street Shark cost? I'm gonna find out while you guys talk about something else.
All right, and like I mentioned before, the Mattel Creations revealed March 21st and 22nd, and got a decent lineup there. Barbie, Hot Wheels, Monster High, Mega, Masters of the Universe, Uno, WWE, Little People, and Street Sharks. All right, moving on to grade the figure. The first thing we got is the Marvel Legends series Baron Zemo and Zola. Sorry,
Armin.
Right. Thank you. Captain America villain. Oh my God, a Captain America villains comics collectible 6-inch figures. This is going to be an Amazon exclusive for $50, due out in June. I like it better than the other Zola that came out a while back with the what was it, the Superior Captain America, the green one. I think that looks good, but if I remember correctly, the face on it's the same, and then the other, like the blasters, the camera is the same. They actually painted the little controller, because I think that one was just like a flat, I don't know, like green or whatever color they had them, orange. And then Zemo's going to have his gun, his sword, a couple of hands, and an alternate head sculpt. What do you guys think? I'm going to B. I don't think you can do these guys so many times over and get past, like, get an A plus on this, you know? I feel like a lot of it's a re-release.
Yeah, just because I'm not very well versed in the characters. I'm sure these are comic accurate, but like the outfit's kind of boring on the left, like when I see it. Like, it's very flat. But yeah, I would go C, just because I guess it is a cool alternate sculpt, but yeah, not for me.
You're taking the words right out of my mouth. I'm going C also. Just I don't know. Like, it feels like reuse. It feels like something I've seen before, and that's why it's getting a C for me.
What about you, Fern?
I feel the same way. I mean, it's all remade, repainted, everything. So I give it like a, D instead. I think that a head sculpt is new. No, that's pretty much the only thing that's new.
Yeah, I was gonna say they've never done an unmasked or Baron Zemo head before,
and they haven't given him his little, I don't know, what is that, a collar, his leopard neck cushion.
Yeah,
I mean, that head is pretty gnarly. It's all right. It's the best thing here.
I like that he comes with more hands. I think that Marvel Legends doesn't give their figures enough hands, so that's cool.
Well, it's in a deluxe set too, so.
Also, that's a very classical firearm for a Marvel Legend too. That's kind of weird. You don't see a ton of that sort of stuff unless it's like a Black Widow movie figure or something. Yeah.
It's because he's like one of those 60s characters, yep. Or earlier World War II, right? So like,
yep.
40s, but
yeah, I guess, you know, I guess they don't have the DC like flat out ban on such accessories.
Yeah, that's
but true. Like if they do a regular release, they know it won't sell, so they like do the exclusive thing to try to get people to probably get them, and yeah, like I said, it's just like a complete repaint, reuse, and it's just doesn't, I don't know.
No, he comes with a TV remote. That's cool.
I can't like tell. I have no idea what I mean. Mike says that it's a classic Zemo. I can't tell how accurate it is to more of a classic look than the previous ones that were released, or it is a character that they've done there. I mean, Marvel Legends is classically known for just redoing characters. So,
yep.
I don't know. I feel bad giving it a C, but it's meh to me. So yeah, I guess C.
Moving on, we have the Dragon Ball GT SH Figure Arts Trunks figure. This is going to be 7,150 yen, or about $53 USD. Pre-orders go live in Japan beginning March 15th, and it's due out for November. This is going to be a, I think it was a, not a P Bandai. Let me see real quick. Oh, yeah, a premium Bandai web exclusive. So very, very limited, very hard to get unless you get from them. I feel like it's another Trunks. You know, I'm sure he's super articulated. I'd much rather have him in his, like, tattered clothes and stuff like that, getting super saiyaned out. Not 100% sure where this came in Dragon Ball GT, I'll go a B plus just because it's better articulation and stuff like that than what the Marvel Legends would have been. What do you guys think?
Sorry. Yeah, I would just go straight B. It's, I guess, nothing crazy, nothing too special. But the articulation is really good, which is what you want from a Dragon Ball figure, I guess. So, and they did a pretty good job with, like, the coat and stuff like that. So being able to articulate it out of the way. So, yeah, just a B.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. But, I think on some level, they just, you know, they want to keep the line going. And there's only so many iconic looks. So, you know, instead of getting another Goku that has ripped pants, the exact same as, you know, he did, slightly different. It's, you know, I wasn't too big on GT, and, like, this is not the iconic look for this character, sure. But I feel like they're doing everything they should be, you know, like the way the jacket's broken up, the way that you have a detailed thick costume, but you can still get a full range of motion. And I'll give it a B plus just for that. Looks good. Price sounds about right for the quality you're getting.
Alrighty, moving on to Storm Collectibles. We have the Storm Collectibles Street Fighter 6 Ryu. This is going to be $90, and it is an exclusive to Big Bad Toy Store. This will be out Q4 of this year. I think this guy looks great. I was looking at him, and just like the poses that they get him in just completely scream the video game. Comes with several extra hands and his blast effect, and three head sculpts. I'm going A on this. What about you guys?
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, Eddie, you go.
I like the texturing on the pants. I like the cloth sash that he has on. That looks really good. At first, I couldn't tell if it was super textured hard plastic like the pants, but
right,
definitely cloth. It looks... I love Storm Collectibles figures, and especially for, like, big, beefy characters. They do a good job. Like, I feel like they're really fun to play with, and the articulation's always pretty good. So, yeah, I'd go A. It looks good to me.
I didn't know this existed, and I want it. So, I give it an A. It looks really good, actually. Ryu was my favorite character from Street Fighter, so I think this looks, like, really, really good. I give it an A+ if I can. But you said it's exclusive to Big Bad Toy Store?
Yep.
Damn. Now I gotta go pre-order it.
Usually their exclusives have, like, a blood effect or something. I wonder why this one's exclusive.
Let's see. Let's see if I can find it real quick.
Maybe it's the beard, bro.
The beard, bro? Maybe.
Yeah, that's not the classic. I don't know what game is specifically. Six. It's six? Okay.
Street Fighter 6.
Yeah, it looks good.
Danny, if you really like the characters, I would say they're worth it. They're pretty big figures. They're like 7-inch or one, what do you call that? Like 1/10, maybe?
Wait, this is $90? I thought I heard Sean say 50.
No, that was the last one.
Oh, 80.
Yeah, usually they're 90. You can get them on you can get them on sale a lot of times, to be honest. But
nope.
I paid full price for my Golden Axe. I forgot the main guy's name. The Golden Axe main character. But I wasn't disappointed when I got it. They're really cool figures. So I'd say they're worth it.
Anybody else?
I would also say A, just with the paint apps and sculpting on the hair. Like, the hair looks awesome. And then the soft goods, just looking good. So, yeah, A for sure.
Equan knows more than all of us in the chat here. He says that all Storm collectibles are BBTS exclusives now. They bought them out. I did not know that.
I do vaguely remember that being said, that they were like a Storm thing now, Storm distributor or whatever.
All right, guys. That is it for the show. It was some good stuff coming out and just some okay stuff here or there. But I think that Storm Collectibles is definitely one of the highlights, along with the Street Fighters, at least for me. We would love to shout out our three pillars, starting with Ian CB, Renee Mendez, Eric Mariscal, Quinn Aguirre, King Louie, Mark Pearson, Paul Schreiber, Equan, Chris Valenserina, Ben Thomas, Chris Letty, David Jones, Sam Gist. Thank you so much, Sam, for being in. You too, Equan, in the chat. Daminator, Joel Bretta, Thomas Clark, Eric Switzer, Six Gun Figs, Badfish, Toy Cartel, Dan Lee, Deanie Martin, Stephen Cramp, Big Old Fern. Thank you for coming on today. Cesar Motto Keen, Mark Phillips, Lisa Martin Bomansky, Rick DiDegorio, Ricardo Valdez, Jose CZ, Erwin Azucena, Illustrious Rainer, Alan Morgan, Takothri, Wah, Derek B, Aries Portillo, Alvin J, Aralise Delgado, Jazz Carroll, Joe Ridley, Pablo Meza, D Rock, Matt Clavenger, Seth Tucker, CC3PO, Scott Smith, Don Baton, Stephen Percha, Sean Usby, Scott Bradley, Stephen Maria Stanley, Eddie Manzanares, Luis Bennett, Chip Perrin, Jimmy Hernandez, Gigi the Judgmental, and Brenton Palmer. Thank you all so much. And for your March and April Patreon benefits, you'll be getting the Ox Diver sticker for March and then the Junk Drawer sticker for April. Still need to get on that on the Divers game, man. It looks like so much fun.
You just can still a lot play of
shooting,
it still.
Shooting up bugs.
Hey, you haven't missed ever. There's still lots to do. So there's still, I mean, there's new stuff or still coming. So they released mechs now, and they released another battle pass. So there's another mission type. So they're not slowing down with it.
Titanfall and Fortnite mixed together is what you're telling me.
Kind of, yeah. It's like a horde shooter. You got a 4-man squad. It's fun. It's really fun.
It's Apex Legends, Titanfall, and Fortnite is what you're telling me.
And but it's only against compute. You're not playing against other players though.
Really?
Yeah, but Eddie.
Yeah.
You don't have the horrific aesthetics of Fortnite. That's a plus.
Jesus.
That's true too. The game is gorgeous. The game looks incredible. I actually kind of almost wish I got on a PS5 now to play it on my TV, but I prefer these sorts of games.
People have fun playing against computers.
This game hit gives you a dopamine hit that's like, yeah. I don't know, man. It's unreal.
Eddie, did you ever play Horde mode in like Gears of War? Like, that's good stuff, man. Wow. All right,
I've been playing Call of Duty and Halo exclusively since 2010.
I can kind of relate to that.
Or earlier, probably, since...
I mean, people love Call of Duty Zombies, and you're playing against computers.
That's true.
There, too.
That's true. That's true.
And if you want to be a part of the Great Empire, you got the hot seat for $5. This is going to come with the digital benefits and Ox After Dark replays, Patreon chat, and weekly shout-outs. The Sweet Angel for $7.50. For $7.50, you'll get the sticker sent straight to your door, access to Ox After Dark replays, and then the stickers will be sent every other month. Certified Crispy for $15. This here will get you a Certified Crispy certificate on first pledge, assistant with figure fixes by Zach. Please message him beforehand, and all the previous benefits. International postage above... Did I delete something there? Sorry. International postage will be charged at cost for the certificate. And then the stickers will be sent every other month. And then you got What a Guy for $25. This will get you the Pogs exclusive set on first pledge, doubles of all the stickers we send, and all the previous benefits. Postage above $5 will be charged at cost for the Pogs. And then we'd like to thank our YouTube members, starting with Absolute Irwin, Alvin J, Andrew Gibo, Benjamin Henson, Big Ol' Fern, Bob Dylan, CC3PO, Chris VCT, 603, DJ, Daminator, Doc Smizzle, Equan, Fat Batman, Gar Bear, Good Ol' Spoxica, Gotham Cinnabites, Justin Sports Cards, LV Avenger 702, Mark Pearson, Mike Litteris, Money Mendez, OG Fan, OMFG Rick, 1-6 Figure Focus, Paul Schreiber, Philip the Full, S Beam, Sam Giss, Scarn Lord, SpongeBob Squareballs, Sunnyvale Russ, The Ben Thomas Show, and Toy Mafia. And if you want to be part of the Patreonies, it is 99 cents and you get all the loyalty badges or the peanut gallery for $2.99. And then we have all of our shows. Tuesdays, we have the live show, Ox After Dark on Wednesdays, OFAC and Small Talk on Thursdays. You will get OFAC next week. Ox Plays, Mind Flayers Web, Bricks and Brews, and on Sunday, Question of the Week. And we also want to give a shout out to our guys on Friday, the Friday Night Faithfuls. Go check them out. They've been killing it. And then if you have any figure photography you would like to send us, don't only do it on the Instagram, but let us know so that we can put it on the show. We want to start highlighting some of the community figure photography. A few shows ago, Chris gave us a tutorial on some basic figure photography. What would you call them? Skills, I guess.
Yeah, you know, just basic tips that can get you set on the right path without having to buy anything, really. That's what, you know, there's a lot you can do with what you've already got. Fundamentals, you know.
And guys, that is the show. Guys, we have any shout outs?
I just want to say big thanks to Eddie and Fern for showing up today. And, you know, if you're tempted to buy those Street Shark figures, just get one sealed vintage one for $200 instead of that wave. That's more elitist.
That's what a real collector would do, right?
Damn, 200 sealed. Jeez.
Damn.
It's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say...
Thanks for inviting us. Anytime I can, I will join.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Me too. I love being small talk, you know, especially now that I'm getting back into collecting the smaller scale stuff. So always good to talk about.
I'm not getting back into collecting small scale stuff.
You're getting out, actually.
But you always have a good opinion on them.
Yeah, I love them so much that I can talk about most of it. I feel like tonight I didn't have much to say. I'm surprised that Fern didn't want to talk about the JLA figures that McFarlane just announced.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it never got brought up, so... You know.
I mean,
I didn't see that. We can cover it in another show,
though. Yeah, we'll have to do it on the next show for sure. They looked pretty cool, though. Definitely a not for me, but... they look good though.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, yeah. I want to give a shout out to all you guys. I'm a little slightly under the weather today, so you saw my screen go dark. I was coughing my lungs up, and then thank you to everybody in the chat. Appreciate it. All you guys being here. Sam Giss even said, you know, I'm not a big small stuff guy, but wanted to come and support. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Well, we'll see y'all in a couple of weeks. See you next time.
Thanks, everyone. Jumbo.